We are recording.
Oh, fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah, we're recording this show. Just, I thought for a change, instead of just doing it live and, and you know, hoping for the best.
Well, just doing it for ourselves.
Yeah,
we should
just
record it and upload it somewhere.
Yeah,
we should try doing a non-scripted version at some point.
Yeah, we should, we should.
Yeah, maybe for the next show we do. I think
getting all the timings for the peanut interruptions is quite difficult, you know. Especially at the end of the last one, that was really hard to coordinate, you know.
It's all that working with animals, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So never work with children or animals.
Oh God, what does that mean to the three of us then? Everyone's going to be disappointed that it's the three of us back again now, not the Disney takeover. Yeah,
that was a good.
Yeah, it was a good thumbnail.
So everyone knows why I'm pissed off today. Well, YouTube, isn't it? YouTube.
What have they done?
They've stopped my ad blocker from working.
But you're on uBlock. You're on uBlock Origin, right?
On Firefox.
Yeah, and you don't have any other ad blockers installed because they can interfere with each other.
No. It's the only ad blocker.
I haven't looked at YouTube today, so I don't know. Do you want me to look now and see if it's?
It's fine for me. I think they're A/B testing something. uBlock Origin will catch up, but they're trying to get rid of ad blocking, but they can't really unless they roll the ads into the videos. I can't see or make it subscription only. I don't see how they can really do it.
Now that we've started.
I don't know. This is sort of inspiring me to maybe like do less with YouTube. Because to be honest,
I never know when you're putting things on YouTube unless you say something specific.
Oh no, no, I'm talking. I mean, the only thing I put on YouTube nowadays is freebooters.
Okay. Right, I'll be right back.
Come on, man.
But we can hear you breathing again, Drew.
Fucking piss! Fucking hate it.
I don't know. I hope it's A/B testing. No one else. And also, I looked up the bug, and it seems like it's like it happens. There are bug reports from like years ago. They have the same kind of thing, so it might be A/B testing. It might be, I mean, I've flipped my IP address a few times, and I've refreshed all me. I updated uBlock.
Well, I don't know if you saw my reply because I googled it, and a bunch of people are having it. At the moment, yeah. And one thing that people are recommending is a user agent switcher. But I suspect what that's doing, because it's not going to do the A/B testing based on your IP, because that would do every computer in your, behind your router, right? So it's probably just fingerprinting the browser. So switching a user agent probably re-fingerprints it, and you get lucky on the A/B or something like that. I would guess. But yeah, they've basically made ad blocking. Well, they've made uBlock Origin illegal in the Chrome store, haven't they? So yeah, they clearly want ad blocking gone, but
yeah. I'm a bit I don't know which way I'll break, if I'm honest, because I watch a lot of YouTube.
I watch a fucking shit ton of YouTube, but I'm not paying for it, and I'm not seeing ads. So if either of those two things are forced, I will just stop using it, even though it is huge. It's like, goes through saying, it's probably a third of my day is probably at least is probably watching YouTube videos.
You need to watch more PeerTube.
Yeah.
More PeerTube searching is what's needed. I know that there's no algorithm to help you and all that, but you know.
There isn't enough stuff on there. There isn't enough, and there isn't the same niche stuff.
And also, like, a lot of PeerTube stuff is just mirrored YouTube stuff, which I don't.
Well, I'm fine with that in terms of if I want to move over. That'd be, if the whole of YouTube were mirrored, that'd be great.
Fair point.
My server's not that big.
But I do have special respect for the PeerTube creators that don't mirror on YouTube. And I really... I don't mirror everything, but I don't know. Maybe it's time to really, you know, go all in on PeerTube or something.
I'll notice a lot of people are on the realization that Discord's becoming more intuitified as well.
Anything in particular that's
No, just a lot of people have been watching the way the wind's blowing, really, and seeing that certain
Been since day one of this.
Yeah,
squad,
but the sell-off, the public sell-off thing has become, although they've talked about it on and off for a while, it seems to be getting more and more real, and there's like proper articles about it. And
I'll happily jump ship when the next shitty thing comes along.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know what to go to. That's the thing.
Something will emerge, won't it? Something will cut. The same that Discord. I mean,
but the problem is that we need something community driven that comes out quick before another.
That won't happen with chat. I don't think we can't get our act together with chat.
Well, kind of.
We had chat for decades before things came along.
I want voice, video, and text, and I want rooms where people who are in the community can see that people are in voice chat. That's what that is my requirement now, and IRC can't do that.
Well, can IRC 2 might not, but IRC 3 maybe can.
IRC 3 maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hoping IRC 3 can offer something.
All the people have got to be there. I'll go where the people are with.
Yeah,
because I want to talk to the fucking people, you know.
Yeah, could it be? Oh dear me, could it be something like WhatsApp groups or something like that?
Facebook chat.
I can't be on Facebook again. It's too bad.
I've not seen it for a very long time.
It's just like it's just so NIMBY-ish. It's like You know, that's the side of it that I can't get on with. Oh, and also it's horrible to use. Like the privacy settings are just fucking arcane. Everything's tied to like it's such like a cornerstone of your real world identity in if you have it. Mm. It's all like yeah, I don't like that. Like it's too.
I mean, you don't have to. When I've had accounts on it, I've never used my real name. You just make. So as long as it's a plausible name, it's fine.
Oh, right. So, like, I could be, like, Christoph
Art Vandalin.
Bookend.
Yeah. What was my last... I can't remember what my last fake name was. But, yeah, I think I did try U-O-O-U, which I do when things require two names, like U-O-O-U. I do that a lot of the time. And it was like, Facebook was like, that doesn't sound like a real name to us. So I had to make something that sounded a bit more like it. But it wasn't a real name.
What about Kit Brownfield? or Theo Squareframe.
Yes, yeah. Those are all examples of plausible names.
Yeah, I made one for an account. I can't remember what it was, and it was basically the company's name with an insult in it as an anagram. It was like Ubisoft or somebody, one of those, you know, when you needed an account, even though it was free games, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mac Fuckoffberg.
No, it wasn't even that blatant. It was like it was proper anagram. I was quite pleased with it, you know.
Oh good, yeah.
Oh that's so I just checked my Facebook account. I am Piento Sax as per that message.
Oh.
So if you want to look me up on Facebook, I only made that Facebook account so that I could upload video recordings from my Switch, because all you can do to get them off the Switch is upload them to Twitter or Facebook. So I had to upload them to Facebook and then download them.
Facebook over Twitter, interesting.
Twitter's more of a pain in the ass to sign. I think I tried Twitter first, and it's a pain in the ass to sign up for, so I just went to Facebook.
Fascinating.
Well, you have to agree to the rules of the Reich now, don't you? The loyalty to the Reich.
Well, either one for that, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, how about Zuckerberg is like, oh man, he's like so pathetic, you know? Musk is a drug-addled maniac. You know, Zuckerberg's just like...
I respect Zuckerberg more though, just for he's got that charisma.
I have no respect for Zuckerberg.
He's very charismatic. You get a lot of I'll be sarcastic.
Oh right, I was going to say he's a creepy weird fuck. He's like
charisma
a
fucking
cyborg.
Of Zuckerberg.
Oh, because the thing is with Zuckerberg as well, like he's trying to like bow down to Trump, but all of the Trump maniacs aren't buying it.
Yeah,
they're like he's just.
Well, I don't know if they're not buying it. They just they fucking love Elon Musk, and like Zuckerberg's there going, I like him too. Hi Hitler, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. back over to Elon Musk. Yeah.
Oh God! One like yeah,
there was a great post the other day. Was it? Yeah, it was Musk. I mean, I don't know if it's real because you never know with these things. But apparently, Musk had called Marx a capitalist because he wrote a book called About Capital.
I did see that. Yeah.
And you know, yeah. I've got to wonder if it's real. But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in the least because he's.
I mean, he is off his fucking face on ketamine.
He is a drug addict. He's a, like. What? But then weren't a couple of the big Nazis, you know, high ranking Nazis last time round?
Yeah, I mean, what is top? Like, I mean, that guy can get the best ketamine in the world.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Yeah, but would anybody give a shit? I mean, look at people that have died from drug overdoses who are like, you know, superstars already. You know, especially in the rock world, they still get
bad shit but in the rock world,
because people will do anything to make the extra money. So
yeah, but also rock stars travel a lot, so they often have to have their links are often sometimes a bit tenuous. Like they go country to country.
Back in the day, also if there's like a naked lady with whatever powder on them, like they're probably gonna, you know, not ask questions, just, you know, put their face in it. But
well, but I mean, that's the thing. People. It amazes me people have any respect for the people that have married Trump or Musk in the past and are then going, oh, my children, not me. You know, it's like, you married this fucking monster. What do you expect?
You
put money over everything else, including your self-respect and any respect and security for your own children. That's what you did. I don't care who you are, what you thought you were into. This man is a monster. He's blatantly, obviously a monster. This goes for both of them. There's absolutely no way you could have not been doing just basically selling your soul for some money. That's what you did, and you sold your children for money.
Good TV show about a woman who marries a tech billionaire called Made for Love. It's comedy. It's a sitcom, but it's her escaping. Essentially, like her brain's been chipped and stuff, and it's about her trying to escape with, you know, all the surveillance and so on. It's quite good.
Yeah, sounds a laugh, what? Right? In this current situation of the world,
yeah. I mean, Bill Gates was also creepy, as we've later found out.
Well, he's always seemed creepy, but we found out.
Yeah. Well,
he's been trying to, charity wash himself for years, you know. Mm. Oh, the Bill Gates Foundation helps. You wouldn't have to fucking help half the people if you hadn't screwed them all over. Jesus, how do you think there's no fucking good billionaires. When will people ever get this through their fucking skulls?
Nobody gets that rich
without hurting people.
I would have respect for somebody like Gates if, rather than spending money on charity, you became a Maoist.
I still wouldn't have respect for them because I'd know that I wouldn't believe them. I wouldn't believe
gave away
70.
His money.
Yeah, but would he give it all away? They wouldn't give it all away. They wouldn't.
This is a perpetual worldwide socialist revolution.
Well, I would have some respect for that if I thought it was ever going to happen.
You know? But the thing is, Bill Gates. Did you know? What's the opposite of fun? Dismal fact about Bill Gates: he is the largest landowner in the United States.
Is he really?
Zuckerberg's pretty big as well.
Yeah, he owns like half of Hawaii.
Well, America, yeah. that's what happens. You know, don't have a monarchy.
No, but they do have a fucking monarchy, don't they? That's the problem. They just. No,
I'm saying like we're any better because the king owns all our fucking land.
Yeah. Cunt. You got to wonder what all this bollocks is as well about King Charles, the King of England's doing all this. Oh yes, Trump could. Yeah, America could be part of this new super Commonwealth or whatever bollocks he's talking about. You know.
I mean, first of all, don't try and wriggle out of it. He's the King of Scotland as well. He's not just the King of
England. Fuck off. Well, if he was the King of Scotland, he would be Charles the Fourth.
Well, he is third of England, fourth of Scotland.
No, he's not. That's not. They never acknowledged it. They just fucked us over.
Really?
If you're going to play these kind of fucking games, you at least play by your own rules.
See, do they call themselves the King of England and Scotland and Wales, or are they just the King of the United Kingdom?
I think that might be why. Varies, I don't know.
Since like
doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't fucking matter, mate.
No. I thought it was like the Emperor of India.
If it was all of them, he would be Charles the Fourth.
Andals and the First Men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's bollocks anyway, but if you're going to play the game, at least play it fucking without insulting your own supposed subjects, you know. Anyway, but
okay though, okay. So, but I mean, we're all Republicans, right? Not in the sense of wanting rid of the monarchy. Would you rather have the king exercises?
I thought you were executed powers,
exercises his constitutional powers right now and take control of the country or this government?
No, the first one.
Probably have the fucking who thinks he's a bit of a hippie type person have a go at it. Yeah.
I just want us to stop living a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like,
at least it would be honest.
Oh, then we could have a proper revolution and do it right this time.
But as you say, Drew, it's an old money versus new money type battle. Mm. That's what's going on. And the new money, you know, are the ones that are the political classes and the media classes, basically.
Yeah. Come on, old money, do something.
Poke. Well, no, that was Tories versus Whigs. This is global financialized capital versus industrial / provincial capital.
Yeah, fair enough.
Slightly different. That's been a thing. Anyway, no, we're not going to get
So there's this show called The Expanse. Have you ever thought about watching it?
I wanted to see how long we could go before.
That's not even close to a record.
Not even close. No, we've got.
I'm going to make a cup of tea anyway. So.
Oh, there you go. See, he's just stretching it out now.
When's the last time you watched YouTube, Hamish?
Oh, probably quite recently. People will put some clips up or whatever, and I'll go over.
But do you log in, just have a...
Well, I have got a log in because I didn't realise it, but the browser was set up to log in it was something that I'd connected something on my phone without realising it, so the browser was actually logging in, and even on my secure browser. It was like, no, what have I done? But it doesn't matter.
I hate it when it does that.
But it won't let you watch. Yeah, if I don't log in, it won't let me watch a lot of stuff now.
Yeah, no.
On YouTube?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it blocks an awful lot of stuff for me now.
You can't watch anything that's like mature rated.
Well, that's, and what YouTube. They call a mature rating is quite broad and very...
I'm surprised they haven't gone account only like a long time ago, really.
Mm-hmm. They're almost there, really. Mm. They're about as close as you can get. I think... Mm.
The thing is, really like YouTube, ignoring how it's run, who it's run by, blah, just as a service, I fucking love it.
I don't like seeing fucking, here's Ricky Gervais wrecking somebody. No, fuck off, I don't care.
Okay. I don't have to see that.
It's always there.
Because that's the upside of the algorithm. I see what's recommended for me, and it's never going to be that.
Well, why am I getting him in? Because I'm never going to fucking ask for him.
You must love Ricky Gervais. Yeah, dude, probably because you don't watch. If you watch, because I watch a lot of YouTube, it actually knows me very well.
Yeah,
in that case, it should be presenting me with electronics things and science things, basically.
I sent a screenshot earlier, actually, of how well it knows me. This morning when I woke up, I can't really
see because, again, because I'm recording, I can't switch the browser tab. Because then it would switch away from you to my Discord tab, we can't right click and save a fucking image from the other day when we made the thumbnail for this.
Yeah. Okay, so it suggests
That's on Chrome or Chromium, you know.
It's suggesting a video to me how do Fallout NPCs get home.
Yeah, that seems perfect for you. Yeah,
that's pretty spot
on. And for me, top 10 epic apocalyptic mass death movie scenes of all time, brackets, humanity's end / disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that coming up for me.
Here's one. Crossing a private island in a straight line.
I don't understand the attraction of doing things in straight lines. You are a mystery to me, Christopher, but I don't understand how
you don't think that crossing an island in a straight line is a fucking phenomenal challenge.
Surely it depends on the size of the... Oh, are you talking about on the ground?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a guy that's crossing Wales in a straight line, Scotland in a straight line, England in a straight line.
What's the tolerance on this straight line?
Saying, well, how long's the coast of Britain? Well, the coast of Britain is blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, but what if you go... You know.
So there's a little bit of a cottage science to how it's determined. Cottaging science, yeah. Where it's so you got like because it's a whole genre of YouTube video, so they've got ways to measure it. But the standard way is you've got the platinum zone, which is like 25 meters either side of a straight line.
That's could not be... even close to straight. That's a fucking, that's bullshit. No, I thought like if they got to a house, it's a fucking sledgehammer and, you know.
Or dig your ladder.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah. Well, yeah, they can't climb just... over it or.
And you've got the gold zone, which is like 50 or
also,
something.
Also,
that's
like a good point. In
100
in which
spread, fuck off.
In how many dimensions is it a straight line?
Yeah, exactly. There's another.
Well, no, you go. You can as long as you're walking on the land, right?
So you're allowed to go up and down.
Yeah, you've got elevation.
In what fucking universe is that a straight line, Christopher? This is bullshit.
Yeah, we're definitely...
gonna start my own channel, walking in an actual fucking straight line.
Show them how it's done
in my house.
You can't even do it in your house.
And I'm going to stop time so that, you know, the Earth's not moving. So it's, you know, it's straight in every reference frame.
That's he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. This is a man whose videos on straight lines I would watch.
Although, to be fair, Drew, you had this decent idea about how far away you can get without a passport.
It's something if I hadn't been mentally ill and had to live in a room, I think I would have... tried to travel. My ideal would be like go from here to China without ever getting a passport, without going through a border check. And I think as a white man, especially if I was more respectable looking than this, which I would be, you know, not being ravaged by, I think I probably could do it. Like maybe in China or in Russia, you know, you get spot checked and you get bribes in Russia for sure. That'd see you through. China, yeah, you might get deported at some point. But I think you could get a long way as a white dude. Just like get a little boat, go to some cove. You know, you can probably get in most countries just by going to some secluded cove, you know, on a little like yacht, sloop or whatever.
Small boat, basically saying... fucking small boats. This is the problem we get. We get people like this coming here on small boats.
And then land borders, like, you know, fucking Russia's border, like forest, you know, in the middle of fucking nowhere. That they can't have a fence all the way around Russia, right?
Build a wall to keep out Drew.
And I reckon you could get to China.
I reckon I could get to China without a passport. There's no way of me proving this, unfortunately, unless somebody cures me. But I would love to have tried. The other thing was just like buy a secondhand car and just drive to, like legit just. You know, with passports and stuff, just drive to China and just meander like wherever I fancy going. That's I'd love to do that.
I'll tell you what, donate.
I guess
we've
bored.
Got all the go ko-fi.com.co.uk/thepolarbear, the Hamish.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, the polar bear,
whatever
it is.
Right. Load up the server. So we got, yeah, once we've dealt with server costs, the next thing on the expenditure list will be finding a cure for whatever Drew.
Or if we get enough to get me an RV. As they call them in America. Do we call them something different?
Camper, do you reckon van? You could RV it?
Well, yeah, because I could move into the RV, acclimatize to that, be agoraphobic in the RV.
But then the RV could be anywhere,
That'd be fine, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I would need a driver, yeah. I was going to say, I would need a driver. Yeah.
I'd totally drive.
That'd be great, yeah.
Right? Okay, get donating. How much do you reckon we'll need? Like 100 grand or something?
I mean, it would have to be enough to live on for however long we're going to do this for. So, until we get put in prison.
Yeah.
And then
which
we're
prison?
Okay.
That's the question.
Yeah. Where would we ideally want to go? Like Scandinavia, ideally, but we're not going to go through.
Oh, man. I just go to a Scandinavian prison for a holiday.
Just go to Scandinavia, just punch a cop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll release a rap album or something in prison. Yeah,
Chris rapping. That'd be interesting.
Welsh rap. Is there any Welsh rap?
Yeah,
I can't hear
the golden looking chain.
Yeah, the great. The one of the, exactly.
Did he just walk away as I said that? What a prick.
Yeah. So would you choose which country to like travel through based on if you get caught?
Yeah, that'd be my big worry. That'd be my number one thing. Is like if I was going to get caught. Would I be, you know, would I end up in a ditch somewhere for being lost, or would I be actually handed into the authorities, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, gold looking chain, by the way, Drew. You walked away as I said it.
Sorry. Yeah, they were cool. But, I mean, if you do get arrested, if we make videos about it as well, and if we do get arrested, I believe it's a legitimate defense now to just go, it's a prank, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of people seem to get away with it, especially if they're white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What about like an RV? Would you like how big would the RV have to be? What kind of roads would we be driving on?
I think we wouldn't want it too big.
No. Yeah, that's the problem. You want something big enough to be comfortable to live in, but you don't want it to be so big that you can't take like mountain roads or whatever.
I mean, so long as there's a bed and an area to sit and, you know, use my computer and a kitchen, you know, obviously, but that'd be part of the sitting area. I'm fine. In fact, Danny was looking at RVs to live in because rent's so fucking expensive. But because if I was in an RV, like I can step outside of my room, obviously. And if I'm in an RV, the room is my world. I can step into the world and sit outside and maybe sleep outside under the stars. That'd be lovely.
You could do that as an agoraphobe.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because it's not open. It's agoraphobia.
Yeah, it's not an enclosed space spaces, thing. That's a little rubbish. Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about distance from my safe space. Yep, and if my safe space is mobile, then, yeah, I've got, you know, maybe a 50-meter radius. Maybe that's a bit much, but, you know.
50 meters is quite a lot.
Yeah. Maybe 50
feet. Could you barbecue? What about if we parked the barbecue next to a Tesco Extra? Could you go inside the Tesco Extra? And if so, how far into the Tesco Extra could you go?
First of all, you said park the barbecue, which I enjoyed.
yeah, park the barbecue.
So now I'm living in a barbecue.
What's that you've got there? That's just I've just parked my barbecue.
I'll just keep my agoraphobe in it. if you park right by the door, I'll probably be able to go at least like 10 feet inside the Tesco's maybe.
10 feet doesn't even get you to...
No, I know, yeah. But enough to do a bit of shoplifting.
Not much. All the best stuff is way further in.
Well, in February, still daffodils.
Why? Okay, when you can just pick them up.
Or grow them.
I think I mentioned this on a video before, but it was another podcast I was listening to, and they were talking about... they lived in an area with a lot of immigrants. And I can't remember when it was, round about Mother's Day, you have daffodils in supermarkets, but they put them close to the fruit and veg. And these immigrants from different cultures didn't understand. They just thought that it was a seasonal vegetable. So they were buying them, taking them home and cooking them.
Wow.
these aren't very nice.
Well, which part? Yeah, you can eat daffodils, but I can't remember which bit you're meant to not eat, you know?
Yeah, I think some of it is.
But I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure cooking them is a good idea.
Yeah, either. Maybe they didn't get far as taking them home, but they were like asking people, "How would you cook these?" Something along those lines. That was
funny. Yeah. I mean, how would we know if we went to somewhere?
Well, I'm not saying that to say like they're stupid. I'm saying
no, you're not. Yeah, just, I'm just going with it. Yeah.
I typed in some daffodil recipes, but they're just like daffodil-shaped cakes and things.
They don't look very tasty, daffodils.
No.
No, they don't, do they?
Isn't that one of the Welsh? Yeah. Supposed to be a Welsh flower.
It's very
actually
Welsh.
Just
a leek. Just the... You know, the leek. What with Max Boyce and all. You know?
Is the daffod? Because Wales is Saint David, right? Who's Saint Daffod? Yeah. Is the daffod? No,
is Dewey Sant?
Oh, Dewey. I thought it was Daffod. What's Daffod?
Daffod.
I thought that was David.
I mean, it's a name.
Right,
some Welsh people have.
So daffodil's got nothing to do with Saint David, even.
I don't know. I mean, it could be a mutation.
How the fuck do you spell daffodil?
D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L.
Oh, 1540s asphodel, a variant of Middle English aphodil, asphodel, from blah 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 blah.
Selling my asphodel.
Well, you love the dill, don't you? Your favorite herb?
Asphodel is Asphodel a Greek mythology thing or an angel?
So it could be either one, actually. I'm not sure.
Asphodel. It's just the plants. Okay. I thought that was something.
And apparently, according to Wales Online, the association between Wales and daffodils is actually relatively recent. Thought to have gained prominence as an alternative to the leek over the last century.
Mm. Well, that's a shame because leeks are far superior to daffodils.
I love a leek. Yeah, I love a leek in the garden.
Love a leek in a soup.
Mm.
Or, as my sister said, like chopped up and roasted in like cheese sauce. Really fun.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. Or just roasted. I quite like them just roasted.
Yeah. Leek's good. The whole alum family is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like leaks. Yeah. Why do we ever move away from leaks? Bring back the traditional times.
Yeah. Also, Swedes. Swedes are great.
Oh, I don't know. Swedes are...
You don't like Swedes?
They're all right, but like, I'm not going to get excited about Swedes.
Yeah, I do. I'm not a person who likes many vegetables, but Swedes, delicious.
Interesting. What about parsnips?
No, can't. They taste like old carpet.
See, Swedes and parsnips taste similar, like, you know, part of the same family kind of thing to me.
No, very different. So Swedes are like nice soft textures to start with, and very... Are you thinking turnip? Because turnips and parsnips taste similar.
I don't think I've had a turnip.
Both recently. Of them taste horrible, basically.
I'm not. But they're all root vegetables. They've got that root vegetable twang, don't they? Tang, sorry.
Swede, for our American listeners, is what you would call a rutabaga, I believe.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, okay. Good. Good to know. I cook a lot with parsnips these days as well. Rosie's a big parsnip person, but carrots is good as well. I like carrots.
So Rosie's carrots. Made of parsnip. What is she, like a monster from the original thing? Or
made of parsnip? I thought it's a fond of
you
parsnip.
Say, you say she's a big parsnip person.
Oh, big ba- ah.
Parsnip kaiju.
Yeah, because I'm pretty lukewarm on parsnips, but you know, I can I'll put it this way: just add some gochujang to something, and it makes it things taste nice.
Oh, something came up through the week.
Peanut's getting excited. I
yeah, the gochujang. Kids the kids from next door are out. Go away.
Right, yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, you can get it. I saw it in Lidl and Tesco. It's been in Tesco for a while, but recently I saw it in the slightly unusual aisle of Lidl.
The exotic aisle.
Is that what it's called? The slightly aisle. Unusual aisle.
Yeah. So gochujang is a fermented tomato paste, just like it's like Marmite, but with tomatoes. Mm. And it's pretty high in MSG. That's the secret ingredient, really. And you just add it. It's quite spicy. Mm. It's not fermented tomatoes, sorry. It's fermented chilies.
Ooh, even better.
But you can just add a scoop of that in basically anything. And
is it Korean or something?
Yeah, Korean.
Mm, cool. I want to try kimchi. Kimchi looks great.
No, that can be quite nice.
I was going to ask if you guys have tried something that I've not tried, but I didn't really know what it was. No.
Okay.
Say something I've not tried. we've been through this before. Mulligatawny.
I love mulligatawny. Yeah, that's good.
No, see, I didn't realise what it was. I just always assumed it was a soup, and it was something.
Hang on, is it not a soup? Because I've had it. As
well,
a soup.
It sort of is, but it's of Tamil origin. I didn't realise it was like.
I think it's one of those things that originated like on English contact with India. It's English interpretation.
No,
it's a Tamil
thing. No,
is it a legit thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But it is, yeah, it's kind of a soup. Oh, yeah. Mm. It's made with different things. So I'm not now I want to try it, but the problem is it can be made with different, proteins. So, you know, it needs to be like, peanut, you're not, go away.
I had a vegetarian curry the other day with, what's it in it? What's the cheese that you can use as a bacon substitute?
Feck. If you hadn't asked that, but you know, halloumi.
Halloumi.
That was nice.
Yeah, when I used to eat cheese, I really quite enjoyed halloumi. Just frying it up.
Yeah, halloumi is good cheese.
I don't mind tofu, but
I can stand tofu, but it's very nothing.
I tell you what, I cooked a chili last night and it was fucking mind blowing. It was a 5 bean chili. Yeah.
This is going these, well today.
We got those. They're these. I forget what the brand name's called, but they're little like little nuggets of like red wine, like fake red wine that you put into a sauce to give it that red wine sauce flavour.
Why fake red wine?
Well, I don't drink, do I?
Oh, made a sauce.
Yeah, the sauce you lose
because the alcohol gets burnt off. So.
Excuse me, I'm going to take a minute to see those kids outside. Sorry, we'll never get through this episode.
But anyway, it's anyway, they're like little stock globules that you stock nuggets. So you
does it just have like reduced red wine in it, or is it something that tastes? Is it just grape something?
I think it's just like a red wine stock or something.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah, like it just tastes like red wine. It gives it that red, that same sort of red.
Do you know what I've been craving lately? It's kind of not the most exciting dish in the world. It's a bit of a 70s staple, but coq au vin. Really fancy in a coq au vin.
I always forget what coq au vin is.
It's just chicken cooked in wine with mushrooms and stuff. It's
okay.
It's really good.
Because my mind just goes dirty, to be honest.
That's what we call our RV, the coq au vin.
The coq au vin, not the barbecue. It'd be quite nice to have a barbecue. We could go somewhere What about traveling? Traveling through Ukraine.
What, right now?
Yeah, right now. In an RV.
I'd rather avoid that right now, I think. Don't want to get shelled.
Well, what's the worst
that could happen?
What do you reckon the green flag breakdown is like? Would we go around, I guess, or through very fast?
Yeah.
Travel through Ukraine.
That whole region, Eastern Europe. Yeah, my dream has always been just like travel, but like have a vague destination in mind to give you a bit of direction, but just not go to the touristy shit. Just like meander, and like if you like this, you come, you know, find a little village, you like it, stay there for a month, you know, get to know the people a bit, eat some nice food that they cook, and move on, you know.
Yeah. Well. Well, there we go. We got a stretch goal for the Ko-fi funding.
Motherfucker. He got out there, but they were too busy playing with the ball, so they weren't interested in the dog. So he's like,
oh.
Well, he can take the ball off them. And teach them a fucking lesson.
That'd be the end of that, yeah.
Justice for Peanut.
Little shit.
So, Drew, you said that this episode of The Expanse was one of your favourite.
Yes.
Why?
Reunion, Amos and Peach's reunion,
mm-hmm.
and escaping from the prison. I like that.
Escaping from the prison is really cool.
It's disaster movie-ish, and I like a disaster movie. It's not like a big plotty thing or anything. It's just I like the escape bit.
Yeah, as an episode by itself, it is really exciting.
Yeah.
I think I agree with Drew. I'm not saying it's my favorite necessarily, but I do, you know.
I to be honest, I was anticipating that answer because that was the the bit about the episode I really enjoyed.
Yeah. The rest of the episode is mostly Naomi, which I've already said I don't care about. I know I should. I just don't hugely.
Well, you know, there is at the risk of like getting all the cool stuff or getting all the interesting stuff out of the way before we actually get to talk about The Expanse. Anyway, what I was going to say is the one thing about the game, the Naomi thing, the bit that is vaguely exciting is she does get a message through to Holden before he starts up the Rosinante. Yeah. You know, we've got that bit of tension, haven't we?
Even that, I think that would have been more. I think that would have been more fun for the viewer had we known in advance.
Well, we came
that the
do.
Ship, that the ship. No, I mean before, way before when you know when Holden's talking about like, oh, we need to take the ship out, and you're like, no, it's rigged, and you're like, you know, that would have been more fun. But we find out, give or take, pretty much when Holden finds out, don't we? Like a scene before.
No, because there was a thing from I think it was last episode, isn't it? When she says something. When all the shit hits the fan all at once for the three different attacks. Hang on.
I know the traitor lady does a very pointed. Well, I'll see. Wait, I'll see you when you get back then.
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's a little bit
And also, it's a little bit like
Naomi's smacking her mate with a huge wrench.
Yeah,
that's a bit harsh. I mean, that actually could have killed him, you know.
I actually watched this episode with Ghosty. I told him I needed to watch it because we were doing this, and I was like, "Do you want to watch along?" And he was like, "Yeah." So he's watched one episode of The Expanse, and it's this one. and we were saying afterwards the Naomi scenes. It's essentially Naomi's unhappy. Naomi's going to do some violence to somebody. but it's spread out over an unnecessary number of scenes. I think the Naomi stuff could have
been two scenes. It's a bit like when we were talking about Ragnar and I series 4 again. Yeah, there's things that could have been much more condensed.
Now, the next few episodes are for me, are genuinely exciting. And there's some stuff that I enjoy in them, but I'll say...
The Naomi stuff gets repetitive all through this, you know.
Yeah, for me, this is... Season 1, 2, 3 were the peak, and the show has kind of gone off. It's never bad, but it's certainly gone off the boil.
Yeah, like, I remember when I was watching Parks and Rec, where you had a situation comedy with some interesting characters and some vague direction about what those characters wanted to do. And then at some point, a couple of series in, the story was still following these characters, but they'd all moved to different departments. It lost everything because it was like,
I think it's a problem with TV shows. Any TV show that's remotely long running, they're like, well, we can't just keep doing the same thing. We need to do something different, you know? And I think critics push them in that direction as well. Whereas the public, I think we just want, that's what I like the show for.
Yeah,
I want more of the same.
Yeah. Just because, but this is, it's a bit of a combination of, like, yeah, try, you know, make the maker of something going, we're getting bored doing this, we want something different. And also, but they're also being pushed and or bribed basically to keep the thing, you know, to milk the thing by the TV show companies, you know. I think a lot more things, if they just finished, would be a lot better. And there's too many things they just cut off early for no good reason as well. It's like, give everything a bit of an equal chance, and see what happens in the long run. You know,
splitting the crew up for like half a season, even just to make you want them to come back together, and then, you know, when they come back together, you know, it's very fulfilling. But they've essentially really been apart for two whole seasons at this point.
Not
two whole seasons.
We didn't see them all together for the journey back or anything.
Like, the whole of the last season feel like, you know, them working as a crew on a ship, and, you know, certainly this season.
Well, even on the way back, even in the in-between bit, it's all just done in sort of, oh yeah, we've been in space for 10 months or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, and now, you know, everybody just buggers off. Yeah.
I suppose I was going to say, like the bulk of what happened with Amos, did it happen in like two episodes with like links in between them?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean him being like, on Earth and
doing his stuff on Earth?
About three episodes of just little bits with Amos. Yeah, him arriving on Earth, dealing with the Lydia stuff, meeting Eric. That was one episode. Last episode, him going to the prison, I think, and then this episode, him escaping the prison. Yeah,
yeah. Although going to the prison was really just a 5-minute scene.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh Christ! What's happening?
What is happening? He's knocked the barbecue over.
There you go.
Eat your
dinner. did I hear kids screaming?
I think I heard the same thing, but I think it might have been a door squeaking. I'm not sure though. Maybe Peanuts killed a child. If you're watching this video and that's how it turns out, call the police.
Yeah. You're right, Hamish.
No. Will you fucking go and eat your dinner then? It's really winding me up.
We heard a high-pitched squealing noise. Is that a child dying?
No, that would be me. Oh, that might have been the child outside, or it might have been me with my throat going funny. One of the two. I think it's probably the child outside, though.
Well, went a bit ultrasonic there. But yeah, like, I mean, the Amos stuff could basically have happened in one episode for the...
I think the Amos stuff is my favourite stuff in this season. It's the only stuff I'm really enjoying. Him on Earth, you know, normal Earth, and then him in the prison in this episode. That's the best stuff in the season for me. And also, I would say, if you're going to split the crew up, make it really fucking cool what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, not... Yeah. That's the problem. They're not... Particularly, it feels like you've got the downside of the screw of the crew being split up, plus the downside of a build-up type episode, but without really building up to anything, even.
Yeah, I mean, what's Marco and Aris has invited a bunch of the other factions together. So, what they're going to plot on how to secure the belt, is it? Or
I think it's a join us or you're fucked kind of meeting. Yeah.
So, like, uniting the belt, but in a different way.
Well, uniting the belt with a bit of threat to it, because he's got the free navy, he's got a lot more ships than anybody else. I think it's, you know, show of force, you know, do you want to join us or do you want to be on your own?
Where did all these ships come from?
Well, we saw the deal with the Martians.
Yeah, deal with the Martians.
That's Marco buying ships.
And he's just buying up loads of Martian ships?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of the ships he's got already. I think he's got one big Martian-built ship. I think that's the one they're in mostly. Martian food and stuff. That seems to be to be bigger than a frigate. But...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They talk about this Martian crap that they're eating and stuff like that.
I think they've got a few.
It's a light cruiser ships. Of Martian cruiser, design. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That makes a lot more sense. So how big is this fleet? Is it?
I don't think we necessarily know. I think they've mentioned how many ships he's got right now, but.
Yeah, but he's building, you know, he's building it, isn't he?
He's buying a bunch of frigates, isn't he? So.
Excuse me.
Where does the money come from?
That is a good question.
Piracy over the years.
I don't know. Yeah,
because that would be, wouldn't that be the thing that sort of raises questions? Also, with belters, like, do they even have, like, what's the currency rate? Like, do belters have their own currency? Is it all Earth currency?
I think they've mentioned credits at some point. I mean, we know on the stations they have sort of like a company currency, don't they? In company store, and then because when what's his face Hackman leaves, he cashes out for actual. I think it's at least implied that it's a credit between all of them, which doesn't really make sense given that the animosity between Mars and Earth, but I guess that's what we're supposed to... I mean, I guess maybe currency is entirely electronic at this point, so it's irrelevant.
I mean, yeah, so it'd be on there. Or maybe it could just be like crypto or something, or whatever the next generation of that is.
So it could be something along those lines, yeah.
It could be anything. It could be Minecraft bucks.
Which kind of explains why Earth is as fucked as it is. If it doesn't have a central bank, if it can't issue its own, you know, credit, then that's kind of what would happen, yeah.
Because, like, is it... Yeah, I suppose, yeah, like... I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I guess there are lots of lines of what, like ad hoc credit that they might work towards, like a sort of a barter system, but more advanced.
Well, as a government, if you don't control your central bank, all you can do is buy credit on credit markets. You know, essentially just borrow from banks, as opposed to what you would do if you got a central bank, which is print bonds, issue bonds, which is printing money in inverted commas. You just basically make money out of nothing.
What about controlling an asset? Doesn't that make you the government then? If you control the main asset, like water, for example.
Yeah, but you're not selling it. That's not making you any money.
Well, the water is the money, couldn't it be like?
How do you mean?
Like a prison currency, but in the world where it's like.
You mean literally using water for currency,
or something like it? But yeah, water for currency. So. Or gold, because it's like the gold standard, but different, right?
That would be similar, yeah. But I can't imagine that they're doing that. It does kind of sound plausible that they don't have a central bank anymore, and that's why they're so fucked.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Because if the world is so much bigger than Earth at that point, then...
Well, Earth clearly needs a ton of shit doing. Yeah, it needs infrastructure and social programs and all that kind of stuff. But if you can't issue bonds, if you can't generate money, except through taxation, then you can't really pay for anything. So
yeah, but if the number of people that even have jobs is very small, you're probably not getting that much money through taxation.
No.
And it looks like from what we saw of Earth, that they didn't really have much in the way of advanced markets anyway. People were just like getting by. You know, they probably did have on a day-to-day basis for like normal, regular working class folks. It probably would, I would imagine, it looks like it would be quite the barter market.
You'd just be
bartering all the time. Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, credits might be one thing for like businesses, because obviously when you're working on the scale of businesses, you probably
Interestingly, barter, like we've got this idea that barter was a thing that we did before we invented currency, which is not historically borne out. The only times barter exists is in emergency situations, essentially, when somebody doesn't have access to their currency or to credit. So yeah, if the unemployed of Earth are in a perpetual state of crisis, then yeah, they get their government handout, and then they spend that on whatever, and then trade, and
I'm sure there's a good documentary about this. I just wonder when currency was like really invented, because the Romans had coins, right? Was that a currency? Did they have currency?
No, they had currency. Currency's China, I think, had it first. You know, as with a lot of stuff. You only need currency when you need arms. Because any local trade tended to be on credit. Like villages, they had jubilees. They had, so a village would just sort of go, basically when people needed something, you just give it to them. And then at the end of the year, you all get together and you go like, well, he owes me 3 chickens, but I owe him a horse, and he owes him a cow, and he owes him, like, he thatched his roof, and that all cancels out. So at the end of it, it just ended up like, I owe you 10 nails, and that's it. Because within a community, generally speaking, it all just cancels out. And that's how they operated.
So a ledger-based system, almost.
Yeah. So the only time you really need, for trade, you may offer operate in currency, as promissory notes and stuff like that, but got currency as isn't coins that you carry around with you and spend at the moment. Only armies need that, because you're going to a place other than the place you live and wanting to buy things.
Okay.
So it was to support armies, really, was currency.
All right, okay.
David Graeber does it. If you read the first 5,000 years or something like that, it talks about all this stuff. It's really cool. And I may have misremembered some of it, so I apologize.
Yeah, I do like David Graeber. Rest in peace.
Cool. Yeah.
Didn't he get kicked out of Harvard or something for being too anarchisty?
Did he really? I didn't know that.
So he got kicked out of somewhere relatively prestigious because he was he was not towing the company line. But, you know, isn't it weird how universities in America are so, like, corporatized? I mean, ours aren't great.
We're rapidly getting there, yeah. Now the government's cut funding to universities and they're operating in a market rather than, valuing education as an abstract.
Well, we're going to lose, I reckon we're going to lose a lot of our universities.
Yeah, they're going to literally go bankrupt, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's already the case where they're, like, where they have to take on board like large numbers of foreign students because they get more.
Well, I literally saw an article today sort of celebrating the state of America because maybe more American students will come over to the UK and pay tuition, which will help keep universities afloat for a few more years, which is.
Well, rich Americans, because, you know, if there's one thing we love more than Americans, it's rich Americans.
Yep. Although I guess probably our tuition fees, even for foreign students, are probably lower than out-of-state American tuition fees. So it might even be cheaper to come and study.
American colleges. Also, the American student debt system is just brutal.
Mm.
Like ours,
if you're out of state, it's hundreds. It can be 100,000. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's insane. I probably wouldn't go to university in the States, to be honest. I'd probably do crime. crime seems like much more sustainable.
Yeah, more honestly, lower risk.
Well, it's what they do at the very top in America.
Exactly. Just
maybe the odd political assassination.
Yeah, I don't know. Crime does seem more and more appealing by the day, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, not bad crime. You know You know, like
embezzlement just, and stuff.
Embezzlement, you know, just general stealing from rich people.
Mm.
you know, or things that are insured, because then you're just stealing from insurance companies.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, insurance fraud. That's always.
That's probably shouldn't be laying out your plans
shouldn't be workshopping this on a podcast. No.
It's just a prank.
It's just a prank. And to be honest,
bro,
you gotta say, yeah, you gotta add the bro bit in there. But like, you know, I reckon I'd be pretty good at money laundering.
You should watch Ozark. That's entirely what it's about.
Okay,
cool, and it's a very, very, very good show.
Did you know, right? If you're like a counselor in the UK, there are a certain list of crimes that if someone confesses to you in a counseling session, you have to inform the police.
Mm-hmm.
Rape is not one of these crimes, but money laundering is.
Of course.
Why is there a list? Why isn't it all crimes? They're not a priest. You're not going to confession. Like even priests, I believe they have rules with some. Yeah. Yeah. It's not. This isn't like doctor patient. Even psychiatrists, I think, have an obligation. It's not complete. But
I think the law says if someone admits to this, you have to phone it in.
Right. But
that's not to say that they don't have to phone in other crimes.
Oh, you're just legally obliged.
Right.
Not for rape.
Not for rape.
No.
That doesn't cost money, not. Does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't cost money.
Don't be silly.
It does. But, yeah.
People
it does,
don't, people aren't worth money, you know.
But you know, it's
well, yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Indirect, so they don't give a shit.
Yeah. And also it's you know, like what if it's a rich person that does it?
Well, then they'll go to court and well, it's like that. What was that fucking that student that sexually assaulted another student? And it was like, oh, he's got a bright future, and this would be terrible if he got convicted for this because he's got a future. So what about the poor fucking women he attacked?
Mm. You'll have to narrow it down quite a lot.
Well, I think he was a swimmer or something. And
a rich person, right?
A rich white person. I've
never heard of something.
Yeah, or Brett. Is it? Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh or whatever. Or
yeah.
Oh, he's on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
He, I don't, yeah, like he probably raped someone.
I mean, if you're going to do crime,
I'm only saying probably to like what you call it, legally protect myself. Like,
he did it 100%. He did it.
Yeah. The guy you only heard of just a second ago.
Yeah. Absolutely did it. Yeah. I mean, why else get a job on the legislature?
Well, he was appointed by Trump.
Do whatever crime you want and make it legal.
You know, he's a Catholic and he's made it in life, so he's, you know.
Yeah, he's just so but you know, there we go. I mean, it's probably a requirement if anything to get on the Supreme Court, really.
Get in touch anyway if you want to set up like a mafia like crime organization.
Yeah, yeah.
With us at the top. So we're legally protected. We don't do anything. Or a cult? Like a money-making cult. Like what was that one?
Scientology?
What was that one?
Catholicism?
There was that cult in America, like a Christian style cult, and they did this thing where they would any attractive young ladies who joined the cult, they would send them out to evangelize to the masses by sleeping with them, and they called this something. They called it something like sexy fishing, where they would just go and sleep with men. I think ideally get pregnant to sort of an added layer of obligation, and then, you know, get the men in that way, which is like fucking genius, honestly.
The thing is, where I would suffer is like with things like Scientology and stuff like that, they blackmail them in. They like lock them in.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't think I've got the
No, I think maybe we'd lean more like hippie cult, free love kind of stuff. So, you know, there's a reason for people joining, and
Manson really family just like, style stuff.
It's more like a cover for a crime organization.
Manson family type stuff.
The mafia, but with polyamory, essentially.
The mafia, but nice.
But the also, nice one of the things that makes mafia films cool is the Catholicism, right? So I do think we should have a religion associated with this crime organization. I don't mind which one.
Well, the Catholic Church is a huge crime organization.
but
Suggestions in
Sikhism. Sikhism seems pretty cool.
Oh, you can't. No, you can't bring Sikhism into disrepute, though. It's actually a decent bunch of people, usually. Yeah. You know,
That's fair. But you know,
it's like the Quakers. Cool, you know, it's like the Quakers. The Quakers and the Sikhs are just about the only two that I know. That I think
Quakers and Sikhs are off limits.
Leave them alone. You know.
But they look cool in films. It'd be good marketing.
What about if we co-opted and they can carry like, a dagger, Mormonism
what are the shit religions?
Yeah, like, why don't we just claim to be Scientology?
Southern Baptists.
They'll come after you.
They fucking will.
Catholic Church will sue you. The Southern Baptists will kill you.
Catholic Church lets communicate me.
Yeah. What about the Plymouth?
I've never been excommunicated. That's, you know, it's
yeah, no, I mean, mum was.
Aims in life, you know. Your mum was.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How'd you manage that? Do I, you know, if it's not personal?
She fucked a priest.
Oh, yeah.
Fucked a priest at age 15, consensually. I mean, legally, not consensually, because blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she's told the story to me consensually. Fucked a priest. She was kicked out of her house by her parents at the age of 15, had to fend for herself, excommunicated by the church. And the priest was just moved to a different parish.
Of course. That's what happens, yeah. Well, she was probably lucky she wasn't Irish.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have been put into some sort of workhouse type situation.
All right. Well. Okay. So we'll
anyway, look for that suggestions was
on religions to.
I'm quite tied to Sikhism, but I would. If any Sikhs object, then of course, you know, I'll bow to their superior. You know.
What about? I mean, there's the Plymouth Brethren, but they're like kind of like the Amish. But
I mean,
we could
resurrect a dead religion.
What about paganism?
No, that's for
twats. What's the one I'm thinking of? Hang on.
No offense to any pagans.
But you're a twat, you know.
I mean, it depends. What, I mean, paganism is a perspective-based thing as well. Like, you know,
paganism is basically...
still exists. Everything, all the ones I'm trying still exist, apparently.
Like a particular, like Greek, you know, Greek god. We could start worshiping her.
That comes under paganism.
But also, that never seemed like a good deal. Like you got fucked.
What about Romans?
It's the same kind of deal, yeah.
Well, it's the same panoply as Greek and Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yeah, but you reinvent the religion.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
that's, well, that's what Catholicism and Christianity did generally, isn't it? They moved it all into saints and.
It's got to be one with
instead of being gods.
It can't be Quakerism or, you know, like Methodism or anything like that, because it needs to be something that's like symbolically rich, like Catholicism. So it's good on film.
I was about to give you the wee free there for you know, that would have been good. Do you know them?
What?
The Scottish. The wee free church. I'm freaking.
Is that another one of those puzzle games?
It's the United Free Kirk, I believe, is the real.
Oh right, yeah.
Scottish Presbyterian churches, you know, they're like
Scottish Protestants, but Scottish, isn't it?
Yeah, the United
Church.
What about
co-opting some kind of holy book?
Well, I think, like I say, I think it's got to be one that's symbolically and aesthetically rich, and I think that narrows down to really Catholicism and Hinduism. Really,
Hinduism
really
good.
Rich. Yeah, Hinduism would be cool.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. Who's the
Hindu god of organized crime?
Do they have one?
Maybe there's an opening. We should do a competition. Us three compete. The winner becomes the Hindu god of organized crime.
I don't know whether that's blasphemous or not. So
I don't think. Oh God, I might get skewered for this, but I don't think blasphemy is the same kind. Has the same kind of weight in Hinduism as
I don't other know. Religions. Surely it must do.
Well, Hinduism's so old and practiced by so many people that presumably
they've got it all out of their system.
They got it all out of their system, right? Like this, yeah.
I've gone down a rabbit hole of organized crime in India here, and yeah, I'm not going to name any specific one because these are all extant.
We may even not want to step on there. I don't want to tread on any other organized.
Oh well, there is an old one. There is an old one. You're talking about resurrecting one.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones used it. You're thuggy.
Well, that's made up. That was propaganda. That was British propaganda against.
Well, it was organized crime gangs rather than actual religion. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Although Kali, I think it's a different Kali. That, like, I think there's a demon Kali and I think there's a god Kali, but the god Kali is pretty cool.
What about, speaking of Catholicism, what about voodoo?
Well, voodoo is not a specific thing either. It's a loose collection.
Well, yeah, but voodoo, am I right in thinking that voodooism is?
It's not a thing, though. One... There is no voodooism. There is
where the Catholics, like, they went into Africa and then they kind of co-opted the local.
I think it's more it's when we kidnapped people from Africa and put them in the Caribbean. I think it's a synthesis of, I think there's a bit of Catholicism in there, a lot of the various African religions from the different people that were, you know, taken and put together. I think it's a synthesis of a lot of
the thing that a lot of people, especially white people, I'd imagine.
I might be wrong about that.
Especially rich white people who don't know much would think that it's like, oh, well, all the black people just came from one village, you know. I think that's the impression people get. They don't think, you know, this is a huge continent and different organisations and governments were kidnapping people from all over, you know.
I've thought of one that's got a history with organised crime. I think they were literally, Judaism. There was literally, in America in the, I don't know, 30s, 40s, there was Murder, Inc. They were literally called Murder Incorporated. And that was their crime organization. That's a great name for a crime organization.
That is, I believe it's been used in other fictions.
Murder, but Inc. Also, I mean, would we drift into the realms of really bad anti-Semitism?
Let's not.
No. Because
given the amount of trouble we have with Zionism in the world, and that being branded, you know, being anti-Zionism has been branded as anti-Semitism.
I'm an omnist, so I would sincerely convert.
What's an omnist? An om-nom-nom-nom?
I believe all religions are basically saying the same thing, and they're all right, and the differences are trivial.
Well, I think they're all nonsense. Wrong. So I don't know where that, yeah, where
that land. An om-nist.
An om-nom-nom-nist. Yeah,
a columnist.
People think that, you know, one thing is more legitimate than another, or you know, but it's usually connected with colonialism.
I'm an omnist with Catholic characteristics.
Mm. Yeah, you can't not be a Catholic. That's like, you know, that's ingrained, unfortunately.
Have you said that story about, was it like that conversation you had with your aunt?
Your nan,
who's like pretty staunch Catholic, turned out didn't believe in Jesus.
Didn't believe in Jesus.
American Christians don't have any Jesus affiliations. You know, the Christians in America are all Bible-bashing Old Testament maniacs.
But they call themselves
Christians for some reason, you know.
Yeah, no, this was
they believe in none of the tenets of Christianity at all, you know.
Late night on Christmas Day when my nan was a bit drunk and we just watched an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It was like, you know, after midnight or whatever. And we started
Which one
talking.
Was it?
I can't remember. Maybe
Commando?
Predator?
Because
she liked watching Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we got on. She was a mean person, but we got on quite well because I gave a shit back. But we were talking about religion, and yeah, she Catholic, like Irish Catholic whole life. When if we got a cut, first thing she would try is holy water, like before, you know, put holy water on it. If that didn't work, you got a glass of whiskey. So you always pretended that didn't work. We were chatting, and she was like, "Oh, I don't believe in Jesus. I'm a Catholic. I'm a very committed Catholic, but I don't believe in Jesus. That's ridiculous. Like, why would God have a son who then got crucified? Blah blah blah." And I was like, You're not a Catholic. And then she explained, you know, I think there's God, and you know, God. That was like, well, you're basically a Muslim then. It's like, no, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Catholic. It's like, yeah, you get attached to people are complicated. You get attached to these ideas, but within that, people are very varied and weird.
Yeah,
and she's very, very adamant that she didn't believe in Jesus, but she did believe in Mary.
Okay, but what about Muhammad?
I didn't ask her about Muhammad. Yeah, essentially she was either, you know, Judaism or Islam. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they say that Islam is Christianity with the DLC, and Judaism is Christianity is Judaism with DLC, and then Islam is Christianity with extra DLC.
No, because I mean, I like that as a thing, but Islam sort of rolls back on, you know, it takes back the Jesus DLC. So,
but there is Jesus. Jesus does exist in the Quran,
only as a prophet.
Only as a prophet. Don't
like
say
all the fucking big others, big, you know, like Moses and Isaiah and Jesus, and like they're just, you know, they're prophets.
Yeah, yeah. Moses is a big deal. You know,
he's not the son of God, is my point.
So Jesus is just a prophet. He's
just
like
a dude.
Well, but like Abraham or
yeah, they're all just prophets. Muhammad was the last prophet.
What was Muhammad's deal?
He got the word of God and wrote it down.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah, that was the Quran. He wrote the Quran, and that was the undiluted word of God through one person. So it's tidying up after Christianity's mess, basically.
All right. Isn't that what the Pope was supposed to do?
No, the Pope... I mean, the first Pope was Paul. It was Peter, wasn't it? I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, but Paul was the one who essentially invented Roman Catholicism, and his idea was that it was to be Judaism for Gentiles. That was his thing.
Judaism for Gentiles. Now, Gentiles is the fancy word for non-Jewish people, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, because like with Judaism, right, you've got to be part of the lineage of the Israelites or something, right?
No, you can convert to Judaism.
You can convert, but you're not really
Jewish.
No,
you can convert to Judaism. The only religion I know of that you can't convert to is Zoroastrianism, which is unsurprisingly dying out. That's a poorly designed religion. If you, no offense to any Zoroastrians watching, that's a poorly designed religion if you can't convert to it.
I don't know. I think that's like, why does every religion have to take over the world? It's like capitalism, you know? Like, why does every company have to be the biggest company? Why can't you just have a sustainable religion of just... Or even, it doesn't matter if your religion dies out, really, does it?
I mean...
Have you not read Small Gods by Terry Pratchett?
Oh, God, no.
No. Oh, fuck you, Drew. You tasteless prick.
But
Small Gods is very interesting. It's the idea is that in the Discworld anyway, that gods exist because people believe in them. Mm. So the more people, so they, you know, they want belief to keep the gods' power up, if you like. And there's one god who only one person still believes in, and he finds them and tries to, you know, get them to do various things to prove that he exists, kind of thing, you know.
I do like that, like, because in Christianity and Islam, there are no other gods. God is God. There are no other gods. Whereas Judaism doesn't really say that. It just says the Jewish God is the best God, which is, I think, an interesting difference.
Mm. Is that not also in a case in Christianity that?
Well, they do talk about other entities, but that I think it characterizes them as like the demons and stuff. Whereas Judaism, I don't think, takes that step.
Let's pick a demon, right? No. Forget a religion. Let's pick a demon too.
The problem with that is they are the whole fucking point of the symbology is they are the representations of evil. And I don't want to be evil. Now, I'm not saying that the Catholic Church has been good, but I think at least ideally you should be striving for good. Unless we're saying...
Yeah, but you could be like...
The demons are misunderstood.
Yes.
And we, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, then you can go back to the... there's a thing... this isn't like accepted theology in anything really, but it's a speculated thing about the reason for the flood, rather than just... Because in the Bible and stuff, it's just like vague sin. Humans were sinful. But there's some books that are part of the Apocrypha where it's specified as it was punishment for humans and angels interbreeding and creating the Nephilim. Mm. So an angel fucking religion could be quite cool.
So what happened to the Nephilim?
They were giants.
They made a band in the 80s. Oh, sorry for a wrong thing.
So they didn't.
Be careful. Apparently, angel porn is a thing.
Oh God, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Have you not seen Angemon from?
Is this going to be ladies with like you know those wings you get from toy shops or something? Is it?
No, Angemon is, you know, in Pokemon, you get like a little rat looking thing.
No, I don't know Pokemon.
You get a rat thing and then it evolves into like a bigger rat thing.
I don't know enough about Pokemon.
In contrast to that, in Digimon, you get a cat who evolves into a naked woman, essentially. So it's...
Well,
She's pretty much naked. She's barely clad.
Right, okay, I'm not finding much in the way of why they're being called angels, but
What about where did isn't there like a tier list? I mean, I'm thinking, is this maybe Dante's Inferno now that I might be quoting, where it's like, is there not like tiers of angels, like Terabim and Ferabim?
Yeah, the thing is, there's fuck all in the Bible about that, but and there's fuck all in like the Torah and the Talmud. I don't think about that stuff, but in the Jewish, what's the broader Jewish texts called? I think it's in that stuff, like the more sort of like folklore Jewish stuff. I think that comes from that stuff. So that's not really canon in any, even angels. Like there was very little focus on angels in the Catholic Church until a certain point in history where angels started popping up. But the hierarchy of angels and the names of them and stuff and the descriptions of them are really interesting for sure.
Mm. And yeah, what they allegedly look like, because some of them don't look anything like human.
Well, there's that one that's like a wheel within a wheel with like a million wings coming out of it and eyes all over it and stuff. Yeah, yeah. The biblically accurate angel thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So what's your favorite angel and or demon? I'm looking at a demon, to be honest.
Are you putting your hand up or are you pointing?
Well, oh, no, yeah.
It's difficult to point. It's easier to do that. Yeah.
Hamish is my favourite demon.
Hamish would make a good demon. Paint demon red. Paint Hamish red, stick some horns on him. It'd look great.
That's just because of the Jack Black thing, though, isn't it?
No, that's not make a decent... Jack Black. It's Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
You'd make a decent The Devil, Chris.
The Devil?
The Devil. Like, if you grew a pointy beard... And like painting yourself red, horns, tail. Like, yeah, I think you make a decent The Devil.
That's interesting because you used to say that I had Reverend Richard Cole energy.
Yeah, there you go.
that's quite the about face.
I mean, you know, Protestants, The Devil. What's the difference? Catholic jokes.
I could. I could be a priest for this new religion if we pick a good demon.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we could do a. Which one's the one with the airplane? Is that Scientology?
That sounds very Scientology.
Yeah, we could just make up a religion. No, aliens came to Earth in a particular model of like 1950s.
Oh, that's Mormonisms. Mormons.
No, that's not Mormonism. No, the airplane one. Is it Scientology? It's definitely not Mormonism. I don't think.
Then it's probably Scientology.
I think it's Scientology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can make up a religion.
Yeah, but I want to use a real demon.
What, like all of them, you mean?
They're all real gods.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. But like, yeah.
None of them have struck me down, so I think I'm all right.
Yeah. Well, some demons are nice. The ones that exist, maybe. But like...
I do. Good.
So, if we pick an existing demon to build the religion around, then it gives it
You know what I'm losing track of is where this started. Why are we making a religion now? I thought we wanted to organize crime at one point.
The problem, well, we need a religion so it looks cool in cinemas when they make films about it, so that we attract more, you know, supporters, and also just it looks cool.
So the gangster goes to speak to the priest and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the bit in Godfather 2 where he's doing a bat, he's like, I renounce Satan and all his works, and it's cutting with all the assassinations he's doing. It's fucking great. The problem with picking a named demon is they all come from a particular religion, so it's a sort of tacit. If you pick, you know, a Catholic demon, you're kind of just a weird kind of Catholic, really. You're accepting the mythology.
Yeah, but it's old mythology that gives you.
Well, okay. How about we bring back
revive.
Yeah, if we revive like Mesopotamian religion.
Oh, that could be fun.
You got
Gozer the destroyer.
You got Enlil, who is the sky god. You got Enki, who is the god of earth, and like he's the equivalent of the snake in the Bible. But he's portrayed as good in Mesopotamian religions. He's basically Prometheus. He gives us technology and knowledge and stuff.
What about Imhotep?
Imhotep is
Egyptian.
Egyptian.
Oh, Egyptian. And right.
I think a pharaoh rather than a god, right? Imhotep.
Are they not the same thing?
I mean, they're like, god kings.
Well,
they?
he's a priest in the films.
Yeah, but that's how you become. That's like a career ladder, isn't it?
Apotheosis.
It was an Egyptian chancellor to Djoser, the possible architect of Djoser's step pyramid, and the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis.
Ra.
Okay. What's the one with the Ouroboros? The Gnostics.
A Gnostic criminal organization could be quite cool, yeah. Because you can pull from all the "we were persecuted," you know. You could draw in a lot of, because it goes in with like conspiracy theory stuff about the Templars. The Templars wiped out the Gnostics because they had the, not, you know, blah blah blah. We could pull into all that stuff. That could be.
Oh, cool. I like that. That'll bring in the Trump supporters then.
Yeah.
They love all that Templar stuff.
Oh, we could secretly turn them into communists through a criminal organization.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think.
Gnosticism is a good one to base a cult on, because the whole point is secret knowledge. So yeah, you know, it's like we could do a Scientology thing where as you get up the ranks, you get a little bit more of the secret knowledge kind of thing.
Yeah, like how to install Gentoo.
That can be the final like, it's on a stone tablet.
What, you CD. Don't is that not what you did with your Gentoo instructions? I carved mine on a stone tablet.
Yeah.
The clay, I'm a bit more advanced.
Have we actually got anything more on The Expanse to talk about?
Well, probably.
It's not a plot
we've
heavy
not really episode. Spoken about it, really. I mean, we didn't describe it for the viewer.
I'll summarize it. So
the getting out of the pit thing is really cool, because like, they make handles by shooting the little holes in the panels, so they've got handles. They get Konacek, tiny, to you know, climb up with one of the guards and...
So, question for you, just gut reaction. Did Konacek kill that one guard, or did he genuinely fall?
I honestly, part of me was like, he probably fell.
I'm honestly 50. I really don't know. I don't know as well. If I had to get money, I would say Konacek killed him, but.
I'm not sure either, to be honest.
Well, I was thinking, climbing up that ladder. If you do have like a touch of gout or something, you could be fucked.
If you just slipped, just your foot slips, and especially when you got tired legs from climbing that much and in an awkward position and all that. Yeah, absolutely, it's possible that you just fell, but it's also very possible that Konacek just threw him off.
He just got a bit fed up, thinking, "Oh, there's a couple left that can help us get out here."
Or just like, I can kill a guard.
Yeah.
Like, cause when he gets to the top, he attacks the others, but really, he's free at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no reason for him attacking the others, but he clearly just enjoys, you know, a bit of
the fight or lack thereof with him and Amos is like, Amos is just completely useless.
But then he does a full on like what's
wrestling that? Move WrestleMania.
Yeah, a full on WrestleMania pro, like, yeah, that was great.
Stone Cold
that.
Stunner.
But you notice as well that Clarissa tried to activate her partially took, but not in a bit. It knocked her out rather than
power. I think it gives her a bit of a high, because she's a little bit giddy afterwards. She's giggling. I mean, she's enjoying the wind. She's enjoying being out in the open, but she's a little bit giddy about it. I think that's the, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Are we boring you, Hamish?
Pardon?
Are we boring you?
Not just yet.
Go back to the religion conversation.
No, I'm very tired. I don't feel well, the dog just wound me up. You know, I'm just not in the mood at all, and he's just made it way more difficult to do this today.
I like the bit where Konacek is just like raging in his cell, and then they open the door with the guns. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very animalistic. He's like a bull, you know, just like banging, Oh, that reminds me. This is just a random video. Sorry, just a random video I saw. You know when they do the bull run thing in Pamplona, and the bull's running down the street, and all the tourists sort of running in front of it. Just a bull. It was a bull against like a four-wheel drive. What do you call them?
Four-wheel drive,
isn't it?
Four by four
SUVs, as Americans call them. Right. Like a big, like a Range Rover type thing. It's just a bull versus one of them. And I would think, like, if I asked to imagine that, I would think the bull would charge into it and just, like, you know, rock it a bit, maybe. Mm. And the bull destroys this fucking SUV, just, like, takes the tire off, like, puncturing the, I think maybe even punctures the petrol tank or something. Just, like, just actually tearing it apart. Yeah, it was amazing.
But Jurassic Parky.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, really, really.
I don't know if this makes you a bad person, but whenever a bull gets one, I'm always thinking, yes, get
them. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Wait a minute, what's that?
Getting his own back.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you were going to say when they kill the bull. I was going to say, yeah, that definitely makes you a bad person, then you prick. Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit Picasso and Hemingway-esque with bullfighting. I think it's monstrous and we shouldn't do it, but it is also beautiful. Like, as a macabre dance, it is beautiful. But they do a version of it now where they just sort of have to dodge them. There was a documentary somewhere that I saw about this woman. There's not very many women who do it, and there's a woman who does it, and they sort of somersault over the bull and stuff, just avoid it rather than doing it any harm, and that's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, they could still mark it with, like, you get flag football.
Yeah.
They could still mark it to show that they've done the very special, clever moves.
Yeah, but they're still tormenting it and keeping it in a cage.
It's definitely... I think I would rather see that, though, honestly, because that is a bull doing what it naturally wants to do. They cheated with the actual bullfighting, like filed the horns and stuff and drugged them and all that. So as long as they're not drugging it or doing anything mean to it and it has a nice life, I'd rather see that than people putting fucking cute little suits on cats and shit. Because you're robbing that cat of its dignity. At least that bull is doing what it wants to do. It's dignified. Whereas putting fucking hats and fucking clothes on cats and dogs, unless, it's a dog that needs a coat for, because it'd be too cold. But, like the novelty fucking hats, and that you're robbing that animal of the dignity for me. You're making a mockery of it, even if that's not the intention. That really puts my gander up.
I didn't realize.
It's not put your gander up, put your dander up.
Gander up, that's it. Yeah, not my goose.
Yeah, your goose as well. I've put my gander up. Hey! Honk.
Honk. Yeah. So, I don't like animals being humiliated. I get the argument, like, it's not the ideal situation to be bullying, but it's no worse than a bull being on a farm or whatever, really. Specifically the dodging one, not the.
I mean, that's I don't know about this.
So the Screaming Firehawk is following the, because this is where we were talking earlier about extra ships coming to the Free Navy, and this is where Alex and Bobby realise that the deal isn't equipment on those ships; it's the ships themselves. That's what they're giving to the Navy, the Free Navy. Yeah, and then they get caught, basically.
Because Bobby's like, cut all the corners, and then Alex is like, actually, I think we should hang back, go around, do it patiently. And then Bobby's like, no, don't do it.
She is a bit weird, and neither of them seems like themselves in this whole section.
They don't. Maybe it's like you said, they are amalgam at this point, and they're both out of character. Yeah,
and of course the episode ends with them dumping the drive.
Yeah,
to get the missile to hit that.
I assume it gets rid of the missile, and also on their radars or whatever, it looks like they've been blown up as well, so they can.
I'd imagine to time it well, yeah. Because I mean, there's virtually nothing there without the drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they basically have no way to accelerate.
They're stranded now. Yeah.
So now they're floating through space at whatever speed they were going at.
Yeah. Spinning probably as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got thrusters. They can correct the spin.
They've got thrusters so they can steer, but then they won't be able to change. Well, I suppose they can if you change direction a bit stuff, but they'll still be moving in whatever direction they're moving.
And of course, because of air resistance, they'll be slowing down.
Exactly. But wait a minute. I think you said bear resistance at first, actually.
Bear resistance.
And out in space, there's all these bears just grabbing on the spaceships going, argh.
No, it's B-A-R-E.
Oh, right, because the spaceships don't have clothes on.
Like cool resistance. Or very, very resistance. It's a young person's thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to tell me that, yeah.
So the prison just got blown up.
Yeah, the top of prison is just fucking gone, yeah.
Yeah, it does though.
It got scooped out by the explosion, basically. Oh, correction-y type thing from the last episode as well. Because I rewatched. At least one of the hits was 200 to 300 kilotons.
Okay.
Remember, the estimates we were talking about were based on what that scientist thought about the fragments that they'd found. Whereas they're talking about the hits in this one being like 200, 300 kilotons. So
that's more like it. Like, that's
enough to level a city, basically, quite easily.
Yeah, Ghosty was amused by how dumb one of the guards was. It was like, where's the building gone? was supposed to be a building. But I wasn't quite clear on, because they were like, I think they said something like 9 levels deep below ground, right?
Yeah.
And they only go up like a couple of floors maybe on the ladder. And then
no, so, they go up
quite a lot. It's quite a deep.
Is it more than that? Is it?
Yeah,
it didn't look that far that they went up the ladder. But anyway, so how deep is that crater? Basically, is what I'm asking. Like how many floors?
Well, I'm
down
not sure it's a crater. It didn't hit the prison. It's been.
Oh, it is just. It's
been
just
smacked sideways by the explosion hitting nearby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the prison itself got hit, because they do talk about it, and I think it's the last episode they talk about it was near such and such a place. That the second or third.
Didn't they say like somewhere in Pennsylvania or something like that?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, yeah, you're right. It was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's not Baltimore.
No, but he's
Maryland.
Gone to.
Nearby, though, I think.
Yeah, but he's gone to the prison, remember?
Yeah.
He was in Baltimore, but then he made a trip out to.
Where was the prison?
It's top right. It's in the top right of the United States.
Maine?
Near Maine? Maryland's near Maine. Like, I think they're neighboring or about... Is that same corner?
No, Maryland's south, just south of Pennsylvania. But in that, all in that same top corner, yeah.
Yeah.
New England area. Sorry, Americans. I don't know your geography very well.
Better than they know ours, I would imagine. Most of them.
Oh, definitely.
Right, The Chesapeake Maximum Security Correctional Center, dubbed the PET, is in Chesapeake Conservancy area, so it's in located in Bethlehem Earth, not that Bethlehem, the one in North America.
And Chesapeake, so Virginia, I think it goes through DC, right, or near it.
Yeah.
So that kind of area. So yeah, close to Pennsylvania still. Yeah.
During the bombardment of Earth, most of the facility collapsed or was heavily damaged by the second impact, seismic effects.
See, I always thought that there was a crater over the prison and it had gone really deep down through the floors, but it's just the building.
No, the buildings, the top. The building was the top building's quite normal, and then there's like a submerged, submerged. What's the word? Subterranean area.
Subground. No, that's not it. Underground.
Yeah.
Subterranean.
Underground, overground.
Ah, there's Wombles. Everybody loves Wombles.
One time watching the, what is it, this is a very 1970s kid story. One time watching the Wombles, when they said underground, overground, the TV rolled and it went downwards for underground and then upwards for overground. I thought that was a new intro they'd done.
Sorry, I didn't quite understand what you said.
The TV rolled, you know, when the picture rolled back
on the days of
analog signals. Yeah, when they went underground, overground. When they said underground, it rolled downwards, and then when they said overground, it rolled upwards, and I thought that was intentional.
Oh.
I don't remember this. Surely this didn't happen every time you see it.
No. It was just once, because the picture was rolling, but I thought it was intentional. Rolled, right.
Okay. Apparently, the prison scene filming was in was under Toronto CN Tower. There you go.
Oh, it's all fake. It wasn't even in where we just...
It was in Canada.
I mean, it was underground, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Canada will be in America soon, so...
Yeah, it's all the same.
It would be the 53rd state after being taken over first, apparently. I'm glad that man can count. Oh, you have you heard of the new designation for the new aircraft? It's the F-47.
Is there a reason for? I did see that.
He's the 47th.
The only thing I thought when I just read the headline. I don't care. I just read the headline. I was like, okay. The only thing that surprised me was that it wasn't the F-69. Like genuinely,
Musk would have picked that one. I think.
Yeah.
Because he's clever, Doge. Yeah, if anything shows that this is an unserious drug-addled maniac, then that's definitely it, you know. Do we have anything else to talk about on the show?
I don't think so. Well,
we're so uninvested in the Naomi stuff, aren't we?
Yeah.
She does try to kill Marco. I mean, yeah. It's vaguely interesting, but not enough to
make
you
thing,
go.
That's the thing. It never peaks. There's little moments. It's all build up. It's all set up. And
yeah.
No,
so she sets up.
No,
so she goes off with a knife to try and kill Marco. She gets right up to him. She's like pulled the knife out, and Philip pulls it away, and it's like, ooh, what's this about? But never really.
He's
up and down.
Does he? Does he see the knife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Because I was never quite clear on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Every time I watch that, I flip flop on whether he sees the knife or not.
Yeah,
or
He basically saves her.
Yeah, so it's intentional. He sees.
What it is, I feel, if I may.
Is it Hamish theory?
Yeah, well, ooh. No, just a parallel with another popular science fiction show. I feel that he's meant to be the sort of Darth Vader-y character. If you see what I mean, and it's
so who is Philip,
yeah, because he's going.
Oh, and I see.
It's
what
not
you
his
mean,
actions
yeah.
directly. He's not the one trying to attack the Emperor. He's not the one trying to attack his dad, but he sort of saves his mum a little bit, and then
I can see that.
Sorry, I can barely. Sorry,
you're all right. Not your fault.
I was fine. I was ready to do all this, and then he got me up and down and up and down. I was out of breath and coughing again. And take your bribe and stop being a prick, you know?
I'd love if somebody's bribed me to not be a prick.
Oh, you're right, actually. I've put two and two together about the thing about where we find out about the Rocinante. And it isn't this episode, you're right. It's when Philip tells Naomi that he saved her life.
So we don't get the emotional, oh no,
for some reason.
He's going to get on the ship and it's booby trapped. Like, we don't get that. They seem to not, they've forgotten how to hit the emotional and narrative like punches, I think.
Yeah. Also, did you see that knife? Didn't it look like an awfully aggressive, sharp knife for a cutlery knife?
Yeah, I thought that. Like she just microwaved some lasagna or space microwave the lasagna
and it's,
or something.
And it's all Martian stuff, so it wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a cutting knife. It's not an eating knife.
Yeah, it looks like
I found that a bit odd.
It's floppy. Knife,
yeah. Pardon?
Maybe it's what?
Floppy. Yeah.
Bendy, is it bendy? Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny. She went to stab him and it just bent.
Do you know what? I'm a little bit annoyed because you just completely second guessed my thumbnail. I was going to bring back cutlery drama.
I thought you were when you said it, and I thought, oh, that doesn't matter.
Actually,
cutlery drama is still happening.
A couple of episodes ago, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, Chris will use that in the thumbnail, but then you didn't. It's a bit when Naomi's looking into like a mirror or something, and there's a distorted version of her face. And I was like, oh, Chris will use that for sure.
Oh, well, you know.
Again, good on the casting, I think, still. I think that Philip has a very definite look of being a mix of Naomi's actors.
Oh, absolutely, and, And also, you know, he can act. He's acting well.
Yeah, he's not terrible. Oh, just the
acting's great. Yeah, yeah.
So are you talking about Philip?
Yeah,
I guess so.
He's got a good mixture of, like, his dad's sort of swarthy... He's Middle Eastern or whatever, you know, sort of thing going on, and his mum's sort of in more rounded, you know, features and everything. I think it's quite, I don't know.
Yeah, he's great, well cast,
and also like as a character, like, you know, I do have some sympathy for him. You know, he's been grown up and brainwashed, his mum left him, all that kind of stuff. We just haven't seen enough of that. It's very telling.
Yeah, we're not getting drawn into it. We're getting thrown bits of information.
Yeah. We're just waiting for Naomi to be somewhere where she can actually do something interesting again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, teleologically, we know something cool's going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that, but yeah, there is a cool Naomi.
Oh, so there's some cool Naomi for the first time in about two series, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the lady on the ship was like, you think you're so much smarter than everyone else, and it's like, look, she's quite smart. Like,
yeah, she's not an idiot, you know.
That's always a difficult one. You think you're smarter than everybody else, don't you? And in situations like,
I fucking am, yeah.
Right, well, nice.
I've been called arrogant before, but that's just because I'm so fucking great, you know.
Yeah. I mean, people used to call me indecisive, but I'm not so sure.
Mm. Well, if you're like me, and I know I am, then, you know. Any more?
Come on, Drew, you got one.
I'm not going to lower myself to that level, you know this.
You're just not as funny as the rest of us. Is that what
some people say I'm a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, right, sorry, I thought that was, you know.
That
was,
yeah, that was it, yeah. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, so do we have any more expats?
No, there's not a ton.
It's a good episode. It's a great episode because there's a lot of exciting action.
Very enjoyable episode to watch. I love the prison bit. There's Amos and Peaches escaping from prison, and then there's Naomi faffing around and failing to stab people. Is there anything else? There's a bit of drummer at the beginning, but that's equally they just learn they get an email that they've got a meeting.
Yeah, got an email.
You know, yeah.
They get invited to a team's thing.
I think what I will say, like in season 1, 2, and 3, you had your setup episodes. You might have 3 setup episodes in a row, but they were building to something like monumental. Like, you know, what happened with, is it Eros?
Eros.
And that was fucking cool. Whereas this season and the previous season, they feel like build-up episodes, but they're not building up to anything.
There's no payoff.
I do enjoy the next few episodes, but not in the same kind of way as those, you know, big, momentous, dramatic season 1, 2, and 3 things. It's more just like some character stuff that they go through. It's basically, I mean, we've seen Amos and Peaches. It's the bit that I really enjoy is what they go through next. So that's not spoilery. The stuff that they go through next to get to safety eventually, that's what I love about this season. That's my favorite part of this season.
Awesome.
So have you got anything you're getting into about this, Chris, or is it all just sort of flapping around at you?
It's still a little bit flapping around. They're not together on the Ross and Ante.
Mm.
Yeah, they never. Yeah. I'm trying to think, without saying too much about what's coming up, I'm trying to think where. It's all very. It's not like there's any mystery or anything either. It's very obvious what's happening because it's just happening right in front of us. All of it, you know. We know where
the mysteries really have gone. It's not because it was a mystery show. It was what is the proto molecule about? What's happening with, you know, XYZ? And now it's not that anymore, which is fine. But I don't know what it is now. Really, I don't have a sense of what it is.
Yeah, the politics don't have any sort of. They're not dissolved in another world. It's just politics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the politics were there at the start. Okay, they've sort of focused up. You know, the Belter faction has become.
Which we didn't have in the first 3 seasons. We had Jean-Pierre Mao, but he wasn't the antagonist in the sense that he wasn't the one they were going after particularly. Whereas now we've just got like bad man who wants to do bad things, and we've got to go at him and stop him. Which is very standard. Before it was very non-standard. It was more interesting than that.
Yeah, but I think I've got the thumbnail. It's not going to be one of my greatest.
No, you can't say that. You can't tell us that. We appreciate everything you do anyway. You know,
it is.
Well, some things.
Right. Okay. Hang on a minute. Maybe. Okay.
Sure. Are we done? Are we done then? Should we?
Yeah. We should. Do we need to come up with something funny to say so that Hamish can cut us out? Like flubaldi doobaldi doo.
Bazinga.
No. Don't say that. But if you are finished, then I will end the video soon.
Yeah.